I'm Jeff Richards. I'm displaying my artwork at the National Center for Atmospheric Research, month of June and July.
So it's a round circular piece to give some visual description here for our radio listeners. And you're using sewing thread, essentially, to create this sort of optical illusion, this mandala.
Right. Sewing thread is my primary medium now. And it's real interesting the way that came about. I was a sculptor originally. I have a degree in sculpture. And I was kind of a, what's known sometimes as a scrounge artist. I'd just find whatever materials I could find and build with those. One day, a printmaker friend of mine approached me with a big box of industrial sewing thread spools and said, "Here, I don't know what to do with this. You do something." And that started me off, and within a year, that was my primary medium. And it's kind of weaving-like, but it isn't, strictly speaking, weaving. And sometimes I paint into the thread. Sometimes I use other mediums mixed with thread.
Does your work in any way complement or relate at all to the work that actually happens here at NCAR? Was that even a consideration when you were submitting your work?
Many people have told me that this was absolutely the perfect place for me to show.
It's very geometrical looking.
Yeah. And some of the areas, some of the works are specifically related to science. I have a series that I call Wave Particle, which has to do with kind of inspired by that notion in quantum physics that light, for instance, is both a particle, a photon, yet simultaneously acts as a wave. And if you look at it as a particle, you can't see the wave properties. And if you look at it as a wave, you can't see the particle properties. And it's very mysterious. You know, what is it? And so as that as a starting point, and then I just go from there.
I suppose that begs the question as well, what is the relationship between art and science?
Well, I think they're both explorations. And I think when you get to cutting edge science, you find people who are going out to the edge and wondering what's out there. And I think for me, creating art is a constant exploration. I don't know where it's going. Sometimes when it's done, I don't know how it got there. And it's just this fascinating progression.
My name is Robert Castellino, and my new book is called Colorado Life and Light on the Land. It's a limited edition book. There's only 1,000 copies being produced, so each comes with a certificate of authenticity. It's signed and numbered. And this is a story about life and light on the land in Colorado. And it's not so much a treatise about those ideas, but more a picture book that people can turn and have an experience on their own and find these amazing places and about the preservation and conservation of Colorado.
Are many of these pictures on display here, or are any of them?
Yes, many of the images that are found in the book will be on display for the exhibit, as well as many more. So the exhibit's Colorado Life and Light on the Land and Beyond.
Describe this particular picture here.
This image is Park Avenue at Arches National Monument. It's the entrance to the park. This is a panorama. It's seven images stitched together in Photoshop. I've added a filter called High Dynamic Range to it to give it some depth of field and contrast and feel, and so you can really get the texture and depth of the image that you're looking at in the sandstone and the gray cloudy skies as a thunderstorm moved in.
Well, let's go find a Colorado picture and you can describe that to us.
So the opening to the exhibit starts here with the cover image of the book Colorado Life and Light on the Land at Yankee Boy Basin in the Weemanoosh Wilderness in the San Juan Mountains near Ouray, Colorado. It's a magnificent landscape, so much that it June, July, depending on the year and whether there's a drought or not, you have these amazing wildflowers and then these tremendously dramatic peaks. And if you get it just right and you spend enough years there, you get an amazing sunrise. And then over to the right is an image made up at on the way to Brainerd Lake. It's Autumn Road is what it's called. And basically it's, oddly enough, in early October, there is a rainstorm in the mountains here, and so the road was wet late in the afternoon, and the aspen were on fire, and with the yellow line going through and the road leading off into the distance, it created quite a setting.
Your photos are all capturing the just magnificent wild landscapes of the American West, national parks, Colorado. I mean, it's just gorgeous. How does that tie into what actually happens here at NCAR around environmental research and the work they're doing around climate change?
Oh, it's tremendously vital to be able to be out in the landscape. The effect of making photographs over 35 years of Colorado, the challenges that we face with the research that they're doing on climate change and atmospheric conditions is affecting us here on the ground in Colorado in numerous ways, so much that the drivers such as drought and flood and heat, and we have beetle kill with the pine trees, are really having a tremendous impact. And then the man-made causes such as fracking and just sheer population densities. In the short 40 years that I've lived in Colorado, we've seen Colorado move from 1 million to 5 million people. So I'm certain that that's a part of their equation, is the amount of carbon that goes up into the air and how it falls down. And we get things such as acidification of the oceans. We have acidifications of our own lakes and streams affecting the flora, the fauna, and especially our fisheries.